Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter yesterday. Babun fil iqtisadi fil ibadah. The chapter on moderation in ibadah, in worship. We know Islam promotes moderation in everything to such an extent, and even in our ibadah also, we should have a level of moderation. And as we're growing, we're seeing the different incidents that had occurred in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a woman by the name of Hawla bint Thuwayb radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she was one of the greatest worshippers of Madinah Sharif at that time. The whole night she would stand in ibadat. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was informed about it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed dislike for it. He used the words mah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, abstain. You should only do what you are capable of doing. Allah ta'ala does not become exhausted of rewarding you as you become exhausted. In other words, even if you have to have a rest so that you can wake up again and be fresh for ibadat, then also you're getting rewarded for taking that rest, because that rest is done with the niyat of waking up for the sake of making ibadat. So anyway, deen teaches us that there should be consistency, very important. Consistency is something that is important, and that will come when a person has moderation. If there's extremes, either too lax or either too extreme in doing something, it will last for a short while, and very shortly a person won't be able to maintain that istiqamat, that continuity, because he's gone on to one of the extremes. Today's hadith an Anas radiallahu anhu qal, jaa thalathatu rahatin ila buyuti azwajin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yas'aluna an ibadatin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falamma ukhbiru kannahum taqalluha wa qalu ayna nahnu min an-nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa qad ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akhkhar qala ahaduhum amma ana فأصلي الليل أبدا وقال الآخر وأنا أصوم الدهر أبدا ولا أفطر وقال الآخر وأنا أعتزل النساء فلا أتزوج أبدا فجاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إليهم فقال أنتم الذين قلتم كذا وكذا أما والله إني لأخشاكم لله وأتقاكم له لكني أصوم وأفطر وأصلي وأرقد وأتزوج النساء فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, the three people, they came to the house of the wives, they came to the houses of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now who was these three people? Ulama mentioned that one was Ali radiallahu anhu, the other was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, and the other was Uthman ibn Maz'un radiallahu anhu. So they are the three people that are described in this particular hadith. In this hadith that we're doing, the names are not taken, but we come to know from other hadith that who these three people were. So three people had come to the houses of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inquiring about the worship, the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now three people came to find out that what was the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they were informed, it was as if they considered it little. In other words, when they were told how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would rest, when how he would fast some days and he wouldn't fast some days, and when they informed that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he married, and at the same time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he had wives also. So when they looked at these things, it was as though they considered Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't doing extreme ibadah. That's what came to their mind, that he isn't on any extreme, he's not fasting continuously, he's not making ibadah the whole night continuously, and he's also getting married, and he's having a family, etc. So they looked at it as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not on a very high, as though that thought just came to the mind. And Allah ta'ala makes it such that the thought would come to the mind of Sahaba, so that how we would know that this is how we should be thinking. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could correct them, so that we could learn this. Actually for our learning purposes, that we are being told this. So when they were informed, it was as though they considered it little. They then said amongst themselves, and after that immediately they corrected their thinking. So amongst themselves they said, we can never compare with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as all his past and future sins are forgiven. One of them said, about what they are doing, the ibadah, they're just explaining, each one explaining what he does. So one of them said, I will remain awake every night in order to perform tahajjud. The other says, second person said, I fast every day without iftar. Every day I fast without an iftar. The third person said is, I will withdraw from woman and never marry. I will never marry. This is my, I'm going to do such an extreme is that I'm not going to get married. I'm going to be full in worship. No time even for woman. So this is what the three, they expressing their intentions. One is saying, I'll remain awake every night in order to perform tahajjud salat. The second person is explaining that he will fast without any break. And the third person is, I'll never marry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then came to them and asked them, are you the ones who made such and such statements? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, are you the ones who made such and such statements? One thing we learn from here, the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just came and said what he needed to tell them. But it is showing us how important it is to first find out properly. Before you, how we say, accuse or tell somebody that this is what you said, find out properly. It's always important to find out. So even this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that this is what they said. He came and he confirmed it and he asked them, are you the people that made these statements? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words, Wallahi inni la akhshakum lillah wa atqakum lahu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am the most conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am the one that has the most fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst you, the person that has the most fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that is the most conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is me. There can't be anybody with more taqwa than me. That's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. There can't be anybody with more taqwa, more khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more fear of Allah ta'ala than me. But yet, I fast and I break fast. In other words, I fast some days and I leave out some fast. I offer salah and I sleep and I marry. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words. And these words normally we hear it in the nikah khutbah. So the nikah khutbah, we hear the words of the hadith. So this is in what context it comes. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever is disinclined to my sunnah is not of me. In other words, this is my sunnah to get married. Whoever is disinclined to my sunnah is not of me. It is part of my sunnah to fast some days and not fast some days. Whoever is disinclined to this is not from me. And the other part of the hadith is, whoever is not inclined to my sunnah, in the way I even make my ibadat, I take a rest and I pause. So different people have different levels of ability. So according to a person's ability, he does. Some can fast more, some can fast less. Some can fast, or some can make more ibadat, some can make less ibadat. But at the same time, person shouldn't go to any extremes. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.